Well, Christine, it seems that every time we talk, there's a new controversy going on with the cases in Grand County. In particular, talk to me about the cop that is being accused of killing his wife being out on bond.
Yes, Edmundo, this is Bradley Farrington. He was a former Silver City police officer. He's been in jail, was in jail for 2 years awaiting trial. He's been charged with a first-degree murder homicide of his estranged wife, Kathy Farrington. Earlier this month, it might have even been late last month, I think in November, Judge Jared Hofacket, who took over the case from Judge Quintero, who retired in March, released Brad Farrington to the custody of his father in Tucson, Arizona, just before Thanksgiving.
In Tucson?
So, yes, with no bond, basically a third-party custodian, as it's called, and his father was a third-party custodian to be responsible for the defendant, you know, should he violate his conditions of release, which he did 6 days after being released.
How did he violate it?
His sister posted a photo of him having lunch in a restaurant in Tucson with her and his children, I guess. And he's supposed to be on house arrest and not leave his home other than for court appointments and medical appointments. So here he is having lunch in a restaurant with his family 6 days after being released from jail. Then the prosecutor in the case, Chief Deputy DA George Zoka, filed an order to remand Farrington back to jail. And the other thing they found out was not only did he violate conditions of release, that his father, who was supposed to be his third-party custodian, works in Morenci, 3 hours away, 12-hour shifts, so was clearly not living in the home where he was supposed to be supervising his son during the week. So Judge Hofacket heard the motion and decided not to send the defendant back to jail and instead just reprimanded him in court, basically wagged the court's finger at him and said, don't do it again, and said, you know, I suspect he knew what he was doing was wrong. He is former law enforcement, so he does know what house arrest means and what conditions of release are. But other than a just verbal reprimand, no consequences, and Farrington was sent home to live with his parents in Tucson while awaiting his trial in February. The one other restriction Judge Hofacket put on was to have Mrs. Farrington, the defendant's mother, fill out the documents to be a third-party custodian. But other than that, no consequences. He remains out on bond as the holidays approach.
What did the prosecutor say in this instance?
Well, he did file a motion to request that the judge remand the defendant back to jail. And the defense filed a motion saying, no, don't send my client back to jail. He has been in jail for 2 years awaiting his day in court. Some of the delays in his case have been the Supreme Court. Some have been the change in judges. Some have been the prosecutor, you know, the state asking for more time. So that was the argument that the defense attorney, Nathan Gonzalez, used, you know, that the prosecution has delayed this trial. My client's been awaiting trial. But I don't know what else to say. I'm speechless, frankly.
No, that sounds like something to really follow up on. And
I will stay on top of it, as I do here. But let me share some good news with you.
Share some good news. It is, after all, the holiday season.
Yes, the Gospel Mission here in Silver City opened its cold weather shelter for the first time this year, and it will be staffed again with volunteers. One of our own employees is one of the people who's led the effort for the volunteers that last year and this year, and that's our senior marketing consultant, Andra O'Neill Larson. So the mission's open for the winter as long as volunteers are available. And we had our, I don't even know how many years it is now, maybe 7th or 8th or 9th, Wreaths Across America ceremony at Fort Bayard National Cemetery.
Nice.
I've been covering this since it started in 2009 when there were just 7 wreaths. And this year there were 3,800, almost one for every marker in the cemetery, which is 4,200. And the people behind that, Mary Cowan, who's a local Gold Star mother, has really led that effort. And I went out and took a photo of the wreaths in the snow against the graves, which is the iconic photo that launched the whole Wreaths Across America Day. So a lot of people have shared that online and appreciate that photo.
Well, good job. Let's talk to Ben Fisher, who just came back from a water conference up in Santa Fe, or was it Albuquerque, Ben?
It was Albuquerque. Wednesday and Thursday of last week for the New Mexico First Securing New Mexico's Water Future Conference. Folks from all over the state and from every, really every stakeholder group gathered to, you know, debate and discuss what they would like to see in the state's comprehensive water plan that's being formed right now.
Okay, Ben. Thank you very much, and have a happy holiday season.
You too, Edmundo.